What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What a title. Are you ready?
Prince of Darkness.
The Prince of Darkness.
The Prince of Darkness is in the house.
Never heard of him.
Jonas Knox.
The story is Jonas Knox.
Chief, this will be good.
Like I said,
Jonas Knox is coming through your speakers like a right cross from a boxer that you've never heard of.
What's going on here?
And now, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, here's Jonas Knox.
You're really going through with this, huh, Chief?
So we've got ourselves hypocrisy in the world of sports. It is all over. It is spilling over. We will get into the latest on it coming up here in just a couple of moments from now. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates. And wherever the hell you are making us a part of your Saturday morning, we appreciate you doing so. We're going to take you all the way up until noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on FSR. So, take you in the way back machine. I can remember working. I've worked at a couple of different jobs that were sales jobs. And, you know, in different lines of work, departments of sales, but they were sales jobs, you know, selling different things. But ultimately, bottom line, they're sales jobs. And once you work in that environment, at least for me, once you see how everything is done, you walk out of there and you're never quite the same. You're almost always defensive. Because you walk out of a sales job when you spend any time there and you just go, oh, so everybody's just full of crap. That's what this is. Not that there's not great people, not that there's not solid human beings, not that there's not it's a bad environment or anything like that. But you walk out of there and you're never the same. You look at it and go, oh, that's how it's done. It's like anybody who's ever worked at a restaurant. If you've ever worked at a restaurant, a big name chain restaurant, and you see it later on in life, you're less likely to want to eat there because you've either had all the food or seen how it's made, and it just wears you out. And I can remember, you know, working at sales jobs, and I can remember walking away from there and going, I don't know that I could do this again. I really don't. And my wife, a couple years ago, wanted to lease a car. And so walking onto a car lot, it just brought back memories of sales pitch, sales pitch, sales pitch, sales pitch. And I just remember thinking to myself, God, this is like back in the day. It just wears on you. So once you're in that environment and once you see how it all works, it sticks with you for a long time because you realize everybody's full of it. You know what happened this week? Everybody got to see inside the sales room that is college football, and everybody came away with the same reaction I had. Oh, so we're all just full of crap. It's great. Everybody's just full of crap. I mean, we are less than 100 days away. Everybody's looking at October 8th. Texas A&M and Alabama face off October 8th. What's it going to be like? Are they going to shake hands? Blah, blah, blah. Forget all that. This isn't just Texas A&M, Alabama. This isn't just Nick Saban versus Jimbo Fisher versus No. This is college football in general. And this goes way back beyond name, image, likeness, and all the other things that we hear, all the other the terms that are used now, pay to play, all these. No. This goes way beyond all that. Because we're less than 100 days away from the start of college football. And you're going to open up the college football season, and we're all going to be okay with it. We're not going to be scarred by it. But we're going to go into college football this season with a better understanding, if we didn't already have it, that everybody's full of it. Like, that was my favorite part about this whole thing this week, is when Nick Saban comes out and he starts talking about Texas A&M bought all their players, and then you got all these people going, oh my God, well, Nick Saban's a hypocrite. Who isn't, dude? I mean, look, I got news for you. You probably don't own a hunting rifle. You've probably never gone on a hunting trip and killed an animal, right? You probably haven't. If you have, cool. You probably haven't. And maybe you're against it. But you've probably had a cheeseburger. Like, you're okay with eating it, but it's the killing of it you're not really a big fan of. Everybody's full of crap. Everybody's a hypocrite at some point. It's the way it works. And so when Nick Saban comes out and says, well, you know, Jimbo Fisher, you know, they bought all their players. I mean, he wasn't lying. And when he clarified his comments and said, well, you know, I wasn't accusing anybody of anything. I wasn't saying they did anything illegal. He wasn't. He simply called it how it was. And so when people come back after, oh, my God, well, Nick Saban's a hypocrite. Not really. He pointed out what happened. How does Texas A&M go from not having anywhere close to the recruiting class that they had in previous years to having what they had this year? They were able to offer some stuff up. It's not like they broke any rules. Moving forward, inducement is the big word of the day. Moving forward, you know, you can't really play that game. But look, they've already come out and said, the NCAA has already come out and said, hey, listen, we're not, unless it's really egregious, we're probably not going to go back in time over the last 12 months and pop anybody for doing anything illegal. Right? That wasn't illegal at the time. Unless it's really egregious. Texas A&M's going to be fine. But Nick Saban called it how it was. It was true. And then Jimbo Fisher gets on his soapbox and starts doing the whole, oh, I mean, you're accusing 17-year-olds. It's like, come on, man. Like, had you not had the war chest of NIL money that you could offer up to these kids or the opportunities, do you really think every one of those guys would have chosen Texas A&M? Come on, dude. Seriously? Like, you remember a few years ago when all of a sudden Ole Miss popped up with this rock star recruiting class and they had Treadwell and Kim Diche and all these, like, and it was like, man, Ole Miss, what a, and I think Hugh Freeze was the coach. Like, my God, well, how did Ole Miss pull this off? I don't know. How do you think? Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, once you see behind the curtain, you realize, oh, this is what it is. And I think what happened this week was a lot of people who maybe had suspicions or a lot of people who wondered, well, is this really how things are done? Are they really like this? Is it? No, no, no. You got to sit in. You got to sit in on a sales call. You got to sit in on a sales floor. And you got to see that every a possibility that ran through your mind, every thought, every assumption, anything you had about how that stuff is done, it's true. Everybody's full of crap. This isn't hashtag Team Saban, hashtag, like, you're seeing Alabama fans stick up for Nick Saban, of course. You're seeing Texas A&M fans stick up for Jimbo. Good for you, Jimbo. You tell them. Like, come on, man. You got to call it what it is. We all got to see behind the curtain. We all got to sit in and see how this thing works. It's not going to deter us from watching college football. It's not going to steer us away from rooting for either side or looking maybe differently at the sport. You're just more educated now. You just have a better understanding as to what things are like. But the idea that Nick Saban got buried by all, oh my God, how could Nick Saban do this? I mean, to make an accusation like, I mean, he didn't lie. There was no lie told. Yeah, but he's a hypocrite because Bryce Young got NIL money. No, no, no. Nick Saban clearly said, I don't have a problem with players getting money. I got a problem with players being offered money to come to a school. So if we're doing some deductive reasoning here, and you see what happened at Texas A&M in previous recruiting classes, and then you see what happened this year, and all of a sudden, NIL money is available, I don't know. You tell me, why did all those guys choose to go to Texas A&M? Like, Saban's a little full of it. All right, he's a salesman. He's a recruiter. What's the old recruiting story from Barry Switzer back in the day? Barry Switzer, before he would walk into a recruit's house, would go around the side of the yard and look in the garbage cans to see what beer was in the garbage cans. So that when he walked into a recruit's house and he sat down with the father and the father said, can I get you anything? He would name off the beer can he just saw in the trash can. And the father would go, oh, that's my beer too. I got news for you. If somebody was recruiting my son and a coach comes in and he sits down and he says, how's everything going? And I say, hey, can I offer you anything? Can I get you a beer? And the guy goes, yeah, can I get a cone of Big Wave? And I'd be like, oh my God, you don't say. Happens to be my favorite. It's like, come on, man. This is all part of the deal. We just got to see inside. We just got to be behind the velvet rope, sit on the sales floor, sit in the cubicle when all this stuff happens. And then you come away from this more educated, and now you know next time, much like I have been ever since I worked at a sales job, okay, this is how this works, this is the operation, and then we go from there. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, @TheJonasKnox, @TheJonasKnox on Twitter, and you can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to have the usuals coming up later on. We got another edition of Do You Care? We're going to have the scraps. All of it, a two-hour extravaganza of grab-assery here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, coming up next, if you are a fan of vintage, vintage. This is the ideal situation for you in the world of sports. We'll have that for you right here on FSR.
Yeah, they're getting an interaction right there, they're getting an argument and a fight.
Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to this show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. Tiger Woods has teed off at the PGA Championship. And that'll conclude our coverage of the PGA Championship here on this show. So we move forward to things that people actually want to talk about. By the way, coming
golf?
Up shortly, we are going to have the very latest on a major NFL storyline, the very latest, which, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure this is going to go real well for somebody. All right. The longer this goes, the more playing around with the timeline that I'm seeing, the less optimistic I am for somebody in the NFL. So we'll get to that here coming up just a couple of moments from now. If you are a fan of vintage, this is ideal, right? It's ideal, right? Like I've always said this, one of the great things, if anybody's ever seen the show Stranger Things, one of the brilliant things that they did is they created a show that was a kid's show. So it was for young kids, but they made it take place in the 80s so that the parents of those kids could also enjoy the show because it was a blast from the past. You see all these old school designs. You see all these old school references. You see some of the Tupperware they use and you go, man, I remember that. I remember seeing some of that. I remember having that in the pantry when I was a kid. You see like a Doritos bag and it's the old school Doritos logo. You see a Pepsi can and it's the old school Pepsi Cola can. And it just reminds you of how things were in the past. It was brilliant. And that's why I think part of the reason why they've had success is they were able to intertwine two different eras in one show. Kids show, make the kids happy. There's reminders of the past, make the parents happy. Outstanding job. But it's all about vintage. Like, vintage is the selling point. If you're a parent, you're watching that show, man, this is a blast from the past. You're watching the Warriors last night. and I know it's not the 80s, but it seems like it's been a long time since we've seen the Golden State Warriors do what they did specifically in the second half last night in a big-time playoff game. That felt like 2015, 2017. That felt like 5, 6 years ago. To where they go on this tear and nobody's got an answer. Nobody. I remember saying years ago, one of the best things in sports is the Warriors going into the fourth quarter or going into the second half trailing by double digits. Because they're just going to knife through a lead or knife through a deficit in like three shots. Like if you've got a double-digit lead on the Warriors, just think about this. If you've got a double-digit lead on Golden State, all they need to do is have Steph Curry or Klay Thompson get within 25 feet of the basket three straight times, and that leads down to one. It's insane. Never seen anything like it. We've never seen anything like it. Charles Barkley back in the day said, well, this isn't sustainable. Jump shooting team's never going to win an NBA title. Not only have they won an NBA title, they've won three. They've been to multiple finals. And now, after injuries and free agent losses and age and all of that, a pandemic, a bubble, all of that, here they are again. Up 2-0 in the Western Conference Finals. And if Dallas wasn't going to get it, if they were going to get a game, it would have been last night. Luka was on fire. They look great. Golden State look a little shook early on. And still, you come away from that game and Golden State wins with ease. Like, that was a blast from the past. That was your vintage moment from the Golden State Warriors. To where if you watch the NBA years ago or you remember what it was like when the NBA, before the shutdown and the bubble and all the other crap, that team was fun to watch. And to see them play it out last night on national TV was awesome. And then, look, they get to the finals, whoever they get. Boston's a great matchup. Miami's a great matchup. I think we're in store for a great NBA Finals. I'm looking forward to it. I just got a funny feeling the Western Conference Finals is going to be over quick. Maybe Dallas gets a game at home. But if you were going to get a game, it would have been last night. And the Warriors sent out a reminder of what things were like back in the day, and we all got to see it play out. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, @TheJonasKnox, @TheJonasKnox on Twitter. All right, so here's the very latest on a major NFL story, and I'm a little bit skeptical at this point. So one of the discussions that was being had about Deshaun Watson was, well, I mean, if he's not, charged with a crime legally, I mean, is the NFL really going to step in and do anything about it? And as the way things have played out, more and more people are starting to look at this and go, you know what? I think he's going to get suspended. And the way things are playing out, and if you just follow the news and notes and the items, we're probably going to have an answer pretty quick. And I'm not optimistic that it's going to go in the favor of Deshaun Watson. And here's why I say that. So Mary Kay Cabot had a conversation. She covers the Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Baker Mayfield, not a big fan of Mary Kay Cabot, you know. I mean, because what she did something, she told the truth about the Baker Mayfield situation. He aired her out on Twitter, and the rest is history. But Mary Kay Cabot had a conversation with Rusty Harden, who is Deshaun Watson's lawyer. By the way, Rusty Harden, probably the ideal name for this situation, if you're thinking about it. So he is saying that the NFL should have a decision or should make a decision sometime in June. All right, so we are about 2 weeks away, according to Rusty Harden, Deshaun Watson's lawyer, from the NFL making their decision. And then it comes out Friday that HBO's Real Sports is going to do a piece on the Deshaun Watson situation, and several of the accusers are going to be interviewed on HBO's Real Sports this coming Tuesday. On top of all that, Josina Anderson of CBS Sports HQ, who's been spot on about a lot of this stuff throughout the course of the entirety of the Deshaun Watson situation and Baker Mayfield and the whole Brown scenario, she pointed out earlier this week in talking with somebody in the NFL that the whole Trevor Bauer punishment, where Trevor Bauer got suspended 2 years for his issue, that the NFL is likely to look at that scenario and maybe use that as some sort of a comp or a barometer on how to treat this situation. So if you're putting all of that together, here's what I've gathered. We're going to have a decision within the next couple of weeks, probably. And I don't think it's going to go well for Deshaun Watson. I think this is going to be longer than a lot of people previously thought. Now, my initial thought was, well, he's probably going to get popped 2 games. Yeah, maybe it'll be 2 games. The more this stuff goes on, and the more you hear about testimony, and earlier this week, Deshaun Watson admitting that he sent a text apologizing to another therapist, because she left crying, and he was trying to say, well, I don't know why she was crying. And then it turns out that, you know, he was trying to touch her with, you know, fill in the blank there. You can look on Google for that. Making advances, so to speak. And you see that story come out, and you see proof of the text message, and you see his testimony being leaked in public. I've gathered a couple of things. Going to take place, the punishment, within the next couple of weeks, and it's going to be longer than what we previously thought. I initially thought it was going to be 2 games. I think we're looking at 8. I think we're looking at 6 to 8 games for Deshaun Watson. Now, he will appeal it. Maybe to get knocked down a couple of games. But the more you see this play out to where every time we go, okay, there's some quiet, not a whole lot going on. All right, what's the latest with Deshaun Watson? Well, he's treating his teammates to a trip to the Bahamas. He's taking the whole offense there this weekend. They're going to have some fun. All of a sudden, hey, here's some testimony from last week. This is Deshaun Watson admitting he apologized to a therapist via text after she left. Oh, and then Rusty Harden comes out and says, well, you know, we should have an answer by Friday in June in the next couple of weeks. So, that's where we're at with this whole thing. And then another report that comes out that says, by the way, HBO is going to interview several of the accusers this coming Tuesday. At the very least, from a PR standpoint, if the NFL does nothing, kind of a bad look. And then when you factor in that there may be some sort of a comparison, or they're going to use the Trevor Bauer situation to look at and say, well, you know, I mean, the MLB did this. I mean, it kind of looks bad if they suspend a guy 2 years for an accusation and something he wasn't punished for. And then you've got this other guy who's got 22 separate cases, another 20 who came out in defense of him. You know, the way the optics of this whole thing doesn't look good. The more this goes on, the less optimistic I am. Deshaun Watson's going to go unscathed through this entire season. And if you're the Cleveland Browns, there's a reality here. And the reality is, you paid $230 million guaranteed for a quarterback, only to see him sit behind Jacoby Brissett in Cleveland for what could be almost half of the entire season. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. And we're going to take you all the way up until noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, we are going to get into another topic in the NFL. This is just a fascinating one. A lot of drama with this. To me, I smell BS. We'll have that for you here coming up next. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, ladies and gentlemen, let me present to you Sports Talk Radio royalty. This is a man who does play-by-play. This is a man who does updates. I mean, in the words of Cole Trickle from the movie Days of Thunder, there's nothing I can't do in a race car. There's nothing this man can't do with a mic. Sir Isaac Lohengrin.
Including chronicling an erupting Fox Sports Radio controversy that involves Jonas Knox.
What'd I do?
That coming up. Oh, as if you didn't know.
Jonas.
That coming up in just moments. But first of all, Tiger Woods just had a bogey. Back to you. No. Tiger Woods. I mean, come on, right? Right? All right. Round three of the PGA Championship. Tiger Woods on the course as we speak. He parred his first hole. He just bogeyed his second hole of the day. So he is at plus four overall. He is 13 shots behind leader Will Zalatoris, who has a one-shot lead at 9 under par overall. On to game two of the NBA's Western Conference Finals Friday night. The Golden State Warriors rallied from 19 down with 1:37 left in the second quarter to beat the Dallas Mavericks 126-117 despite 42 by Luka Doncic. So Golden State leads that series 2-0. Stanley Cup playoffs on Friday night. In game two of the Western Conference semifinals, the Edmonton Oilers won at Calgary 5-3, tying the Battle of Alberta at 1 win apiece. Alberta, of course, named after the fourth daughter of Queen Victoria, by the way. In game two of the Eastern Conference semifinals, the Carolina Hurricanes. Yes?
Is that true?
What's true? The Oilers won last night. Unless you were watching a different game.
No, but named after Alberta's named after somebody's daughter?
Yeah. The province of Alberta is named after the fourth daughter of Queen Victoria.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are the Baltimore Ravens named after a stripper? I mean, is Raven not a stripper name?
The Ravens. Yeah. The Ravens were actually named after that Edgar Allan Poe poem.
Oh, yeah.
The Ravens. Quote the Raven nevermore.
Yeah, quote the Raven nevermore.
See,
yeah.
only you could credibly link an exotic dancer and the works of Edgar Allan Poe in the same sentence. Let's see Vin Scully do that.
Listen, Isaac, am I wrong? The name Raven, like, what do you think of? You know? I mean, I'm not saying it's
think
bad.
Think of Jonathan Ogden and Justin Tucker, but
okay,
I guess
that's
all
fair
right.
enough. All right. There was a professional wrestler named Raven, too, by the way.
Really? I don't know. Yeah. When was this?
I don't. Listen, I'm just waxing poetically here, much like Edgar Allan Poe.
No. Very good, by the way. When exactly was this Raven character a wrestler? Because I don't remember him.
The 90s. Very gothic character. It was kind of a play
gothic
on the grunge era
okay.
in music. You know, the Alice in Chains, Nirvana. You can look them up.
Because I kind of checked out of the WWF maybe around 1992-ish. So I might have missed that. I mean, when you said Ray as a wrestler, I thought, okay, Razor Ramon?
No.
All right.
Yeah, who is no longer with us.
Sorry about that. Now. Yeah,
way to bring it up.
Sorry about that. Well, that's what's trending. And now here's the controversy. So as you know, here on Fox Sports Radio, a show ends and you give a plug to the next show in the name of collegiality. Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, it's so-and-so.
Yeah.
So, you know, Chris Plank and Arnie Spanier, our friends and colleagues, were in for Anthony Gargano this morning. And so Chris says, hey, coming up at the top of the hour, Jonas Knox. And then Arnie says, and I'm trying to give a neutral voice here because I don't want to give you the wrong impression, Jonas. But Arnie says, can I do my Jonas Knox impersonation? And Chris says, yeah. So I'm like, hey, this is going to be pretty cool. So I lean forward as I'm listening. And so Arnie says, I'm Jonas. In 3 seconds, I'll give you my last name. 1, 2, 3, Knox. In 3 seconds, I'll tell you what we're going to talk about. 1, 2, 3, sports. He called you the king of the teases. Now, listening to it, I couldn't tell if that was a rip or it was just, you know, good-natured observation. So I'm just curious how that landed with you.
Hey, Laker fans! That is my Arnie Spanier impression.
No, it's Laker fans.
Yeah, that too.
All right.
So here's the thing, and people give me a hard time about this. I am a stickler for radio formatics, right? And I'm a little bit of a radio nerd, much like you are, Isaac, to where when I go out of town, if I'm driving a long distance, I'll put the radio on scan and just listen. Obviously, everything in the iHeart family. You know, and that's the way I roll. Everything in the iHeartRadio family. But I'll put it on scan and just listen to radio stations around the country. Because I'm a radio nerd. I loved radio.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the lost arts is teasing. Because Like, people want to know, okay, so what are we getting into next? Why should I stick around? Like, why should I come back and listen to this show if you're not telling me anything? And it's, I hear, like, some of the laziest stuff on radio where people are going, your call's next. It's like, if I'm driving around, like, no offense, like, that's not really keeping me, you know what I mean? Like, your call's next, all right? What, we got, like, 7-8 lines open.
More coming up.
Like, more on this next. So, like, to me, I want people to know that we are getting to certain things. And for those people that are impatient, Brady Quinn's very impatient. So whenever I'm doing a show and I'm teasing ahead, he'll bitch about it and go, I mean, do we have to do everything with
right,
a tease?
Right.
Do we? It's like, yes. Like, I mean, like, what do you want me to say? Like, it's like you go to a restaurant and the waiter just comes with a plate of food and says, all right, enjoy. It's like, hold on. Like, can I like give me something? Can I look and pick and choose what I want to do? Like, can I pick an appetizer, a bowl of chili? Can I get a beer? Like, it's part of you know, radio. So I'm a stickler for it. And Arnie Spanier is a world class ball buster, and that's what he likes to do. And he likes to needle me all the time.
You know, I just thought about teases. They do that on play-by-play broadcasts too, and I can't stand it in terms of, you know, not necessarily a tease, but a lack of a tease. It'll be the second quarter and there'll be a timeout on the floor, and before they go to a commercial on a game, they'll say, more coming up.
Oh, listen, and if you remember back before people could binge watch things, when you'd be watching a television episode and then it would go to be continued. Oh my God.
But then they would do scenes from next week's show,
yes,
on the credits.
Yes. And what did you do? Same time next week, I'm watching. I got to see how it ends.
That's why I was such a big fan of Melrose Place. Oops. That's something, wow, you don't want to admit on national radio. Gotta go.
Listen, and there's nothing wrong with a little Melrose Place from time to time. Nothing wrong with that. But again, you know, that's, you know, Isaac, you know, just venting a little bit here on the air. And by the way, I heard a great story. Isaac, before you go, can I tell you a great story about Arnie Spanier?
Hey, it's your show.
This isn't a great story, but Arnie texted me this. we were having this... We did this story on the BQ News where Brady Quinn loves to talk about these weird stories because he lives in Florida and a lot of these take place in Florida.
Local news,
and,
as he calls
yeah,
it.
Of course. And there was a story about a guy who robbed somebody's home and then mowed their grass after he left.
That's very considerate. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Arnie Spanier told me a story that he hired some guy to do some repair work at his house. The guy was like fixing a television, or I forget what he was doing. And the guy recognized Arnie and said what a big fan he was. So Arnie left him to the house because he was out running a couple errands. And when he came back, the guy stole a bunch of stuff.
Oh my God. My gosh.
And one of the things he stole was a camcorder that had a VHS of like videos of his child when he was younger.
Oh my, that's awful. Did they catch the guy?
No, it's great. You imagine that?
You find this can.
That's like hiring some guy to clean your pool, and then a year later, your wife gives birth, and you go, God.
Well, if it was...
Wait. I recognize those sideburns.
Hold on. How many babies have sideburns? You just said you hire him to clean your pool, and a year later, wouldn't that...
Yeah.
A year later.
Well, you know,
talking about the 9 months of the year in that situation. I mean, is an important 3 month gap.
I mean, not
every wife you're talking about,
listen,
man.
Not everybody hits their first field goal attempt. You know.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Like, right. I'm just, you know.
And by the way, well, what's this babies with sideburns business all of a sudden?
Listen, you know, we're just, you know, we're, like I said, we're waxing poetically here on a Saturday.
By the way, a quick reverse, the absolute reverse of that, the late, great Harry Carey, right?
Hi!
Right. Before he was a Chicago Cubs announcer, he was the longtime St. Louis Cardinals announcer. He's out and about. Early one morning, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, after, you know, making a little bar crawl, and two guys on the street rob him. So as they confront him to rob him with their guns, Harry exclaims, "Holy cow!" And one of the robbers says, "Hey, aren't you Harry Carey? So they spend the next 15 minutes talking baseball with him, and they forget to rob him. Kind of the opposite Arnie experience.
Holy cow.
Oh, man. It is. Harry Carey is one of my idols, by the way. Love him. Love Harry Carey. All right. So we are completely off the rails. All right. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter at the Jonas Knox. We are going to get to a story in the NFL. There's more speculation out there. I think it's all a bunch of crap. Plus another edition of Do You Care? That's yours. Coming up next here on FSR.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because he ain't need it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Freaking voodoo music.
Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now. Take that, Arnie Spanier. You bastard. A little over 10 minutes from now. We mentioned this a few minutes ago. I want to make sure we pay off this tease. Proper formatics. But there's an NFL story that... It's just riddled with crap. Like, there's just the, I don't buy elements of it. It doesn't seem right to me because there's an obvious answer that nobody is willing to acknowledge. So we'll get to that here again. Top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now. Right now, though, it is time for something we do every single week, and it's called this.
There are so many stories in the world of sports, and most of them are a complete waste of time.
TMZ reports.
Now,
let's get kinky.
Here's some of the big stories from the last week. But Jonas, the real question is, do you care?
And for that, we turn it over to our technical producer, Iowa Sam, to find out what the hell people are talking about this week. Sam?
All right, I've definitely got my pulse on the people of this nation. Jonas, whatever that meant. Jonas, you know, listen, you're the definition of a well-hydrated. I've seen your habits.
Yep.
You're a fish. You're a fish. Well-hydrated man. Professional golfer and rotund gentleman, John Daly, He does not take after your habits. Listen, he's played a round of golf, the PGA Championships, on Thursday. On the course, he consumed more than a pack of cigarettes, double-digit Diet Cokes, multiple bags of M&Ms, and, according to witnesses, not a drop of water. Jonas, do you care?
I absolutely do. I think this is fascinating. I am a hydration phobia guy. I have a phobia about being dehydrated. I drink way too much water. I'm always using the bathroom, so much so that my wife thought when we first met that I was like texting somebody on the side because I was going to the bathroom so much. And I was like, no, trust me. This is a real thing. I drink a lot of water. And to see John Daly out there on the course, tees off to open up the PGA Championship, and then you see some of the stats that come out. Like, first of all, why did they never show this on TV? Because I was watching a little bit of John Daly. I'd love nothing more than to see John Daly, gray beard, his Zuba pants, like the MC Hammer type pants with the polo shirt that's two sizes too small, and he's got a lung dart in one hand and another behind his ear. Like, I'd be all in on that. And they never show that on TV, so we got to wait until afterwards to find these stats out. But I'm fascinated by John Daly. What an athlete. Next.
Diet Coke!
All right, let's skip ahead a little bit here. Jonas, you remember that cheesy but enjoyable show, The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? Yeah. You remember that show?
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of PG violence and sparks flying everywhere.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
I got some bad news for you. The Red Power Ranger is in some serious doo-doo. Jason Lawrence Geiger, stage name Austin St. John, who played the Red Power Ranger, a.k.a. Jason Lee Scott, that was the character's name, on the 90s show, as well as some movies. Well, he's charged with wire fraud, accused of stealing millions of dollars in pandemic-related PPP loans, along with 18 other defendants. Jonas, do you care?
No, because I think the bigger crime was that he was an adult on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I think that's a bigger crime.
The show is so cheesy.
It's so bad. So bad. You ever look back at some of the things that you attempted to watch when you were younger and like, wait, what? Like that show Mindhunter, like on Netflix.
I never caught that one.
That show stinks. And for some reason, people like talk about it like, oh my God, this is, if you are a fan of serial killers and you want to know what it's like in the mind of serial killers, you got to, show stinks. And then we find, and how many more celebrities are we going to find out are robbing people of PPP loans? Like, there was an NFL player, I think it was Josh Bellamy, who was sneaking funds during the pandemic. You hear all of this crap about these people snagging stuff or stealing stuff. Everybody's a thief. No thievery here, though. Stick around. Hour two is next here on FSR.
Fox.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdrawals about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So we've got the very latest
on a story in the NFL. And I don't buy it for a second. We'll get into that coming up here just a couple of moments from now. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to the show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates and wherever you are, making us a part of your Saturday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We're going to take you all the way up through the end of the hour, noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. It has been a wild show thus far. To recap, we've talked everything hypocrisy. We've talked about the beauty of vintage. We've updated you on the Deshaun Watson latest. Apparently, HBO Real Sports is going to do a feature and interview some of the victims from the Deshaun Watson case coming up on Tuesday. So that'll probably not play out well for him in the public eye. I mean, you name it, the name Raven, is it a stripper name? All right, that was a fair point that I brought up. Is it the name of an exotic dancer? I know a guy writing in, big fan of the show here. They're not all insults. Guy writes in and says, speaking of strippers, Jonas is the best teaser of all time, always leaving you wanting more. By the way, that comes from the account known as FSR Crank Shuttle. So a trusted source.
I love it.
As far as content goes here. And then another guy writes in, obviously everybody a big fan of the opening hour of this show. Brian writes in, we were talking about John Daly. There was reports of his intake at the PGA Championship. How many Diet Cokes and lung darts he had while he was out on the course. And a guy writes in and says, quote, "You poser ass bleep. You only wish you could be an icon like John Daly. Daily instead of some millennial soy boy posting on IG, then wiping it when you want to send a message. Bleep boy."
He said that?
So,
he said that?
Oh, man. It is just unbelievable. absolutely unbelievable. So if you want to know why that elicited that response, check out the podcast after we go off the air at foxsportsradio.com. The weekend's edition, I will post that to my Twitter account, @TheJonasKnox. And you can see for yourself the proof of the tweet just read here on the air, @TheJonasKnox, again on Twitter. You don't have to follow me. I don't care. Really don't care if you follow me. I don't care about blue check marks. Don't care.
I don't care.
At all. So do what you want to do, but at least you can go check it out there. It's not a private Twitter account. All right. So
don't
go ahead
and
feast your eyes. All right. I'm not trying to say that the reporting is bad on this. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to say that the people that are running with these reports are doing a bad job. They're not. They're simply doing their job. They're reporting on what this story is, or the version of the story that they are given is. So the Baker Mayfield Cleveland Browns thing is pretty simple to me. We've talked about it on the show before. It's simple. This is an obvious answer. Nobody's going to trade for him because nobody's taking on that $18 million. It's not happening. And nobody's going to take on the $18 million because they know Cleveland's got to release him. You would think, based on how this whole thing has played out and the fact that they just gave $230 million guaranteed to a guy who brings his own towel to a massage session, you would think that Cleveland would not want to keep Baker Mayfield, you'd think. So what's the motive for anybody to want to trade and have to pick up an $18 million salary when you know they got to cut him anyways? Like, it's so obvious to me. Yet every couple of days, there's another story. There's another report out there. The latest, and again, this is not on the reporters. This is not on the people that are writing these stories. They're doing their job, and they're doing a great job. Jeff Howe of The Athletic said that the Browns and Baker Mayfield, when it comes to the talks surrounding Baker Mayfield, everything's in a, quote, holding pattern. That it's a holding pattern. That the that you know there are still a couple of teams that are considering trading for Baker Mayfield, but you know they're just having a little bit of a disagreement on the amount of salary that's going to be picked up by the Cleveland Browns, and by you know one of them was Carolina, you know the other one's Seattle. Like you just this the usual suspects. It's the same couple of teams that are being thrown out there that potentially could make a move for Baker Mayfield. It's the same couple of teams. And it's like the Browns just, for whatever reason, still think anybody's buying this. And one of the things that people will, you know, throw out there as well, you know, like if you're the Browns, they're going to tell you, follow the money. What does the money tell you? Well, the money would tell you that nobody wants to pay $18 million to Baker Mayfield when they know they can get him for cheaper. I mean, that's simple business. I mean, you don't even need to go to business school. Like, I mean, that's simple negotiating on a deal when you know somebody's going to give it away. Like, let me tell you something. As a veteran of the garage sale game, all right, years ago, my mom used to take us to garage sales because you could get things for pretty cheap. There's a couple of methods you can use when you go to a garage sale, all right? And it used to be every Saturday morning, that's when you would look around for garage sales, and you'd have to get up super early. So either they would be in the local newspaper, somebody would have an ad, or they would put up a sign around the neighborhood. I guarantee, if you're listening to this right now, driving around, I guarantee you've probably seen a sign for a garage sale somewhere in the neighborhood. If you have, tweet it in. Think I'm lying? Think I'm making this up? Tweet it in, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. All right, send it in. You've probably seen a garage sale sign somewhere in the neighborhood today or yesterday, or you're going to see it tomorrow. I promise you, somebody's going to send one in soon. Tweet it in. And there's a couple of negotiating tactics you can use when you go to a garage sale. I learned this from my mom, who was the, I mean, you talk about a garage sale whisperer. I mean, she knew this thing to a T. And here's what you do. You never walk up to a garage sale when they got something for sale and you see the initial price. You always want to make sure you got money in multiple pockets, all right? So maybe you've got 10 bucks in the front right pocket, and then you've got another 5 in the back right pocket, and then you've got 5 singles in the back left. And so when you walk up to a garage sale and you see something that you want, and it's listed for $20... what do? Hey, how much is that? Even though you see the price, how much is that? And they tell you, oh, it's 20 bucks. Huh. Let me see what I got. Reach into the front right pocket. You pull out, it's a $10. All I got is 10. Yeah, sorry. I've had other people looking at it. Okay, let me see what else. Gosh. And you wrestle around a little bit and you're looking. I don't know if I got... You're checking your Wranglers, and you're like, I don't know if I got that. And you're going through your Britannias, and you're like, oh, well, I mean, here's 5. Will you take 15? Yeah, I guess we'll take 15. Little do they know, you had the full 20 on you, but the other 5's in the back left pocket. They never saw it. It's negotiating, all right? Here's another little trick at the garage sales. Show up there early on. See how much they want for stuff. Don't buy anything and then show back up later as the sun's going down. Discount time. Everything. You thought it was cheap before? At least 50% off. Teams around the NFL are looking at the Browns going, dude, we're not buying anything from your rummage sale when we know it's just going to be discounted by the time the sun goes down. So what are teams doing? Hey, how much you want for Baker Mayfield? Well, you got to pick up his salary. Well, okay, let me see what I got in my front right pocket. I got 10 million here. Will you take 11 million? Nah. I got to pick up the full 18. Yeah, sorry. I guess that doesn't work. Okay, well, we'll see ya. And then you're going to get the Seahawks and the Panthers and other teams that are coming back before the sun goes down saying, hey, you know that coffee table that's got the number 6 on it? We'd like it. We're just not going to give you the $18 million you want for it. It's obvious. And for some reason, and I don't know if this is the Browns going to reporters, for some reason, somebody's got a new spin on the story from Cleveland every couple of days. This has been obvious from day one. Because of how you aired him out publicly, and unfairly, in my opinion, based on what he did there, unfairly, of how you aired him out publicly, nobody's going to buy your crap. And no, nobody's going to pay full price when they know they can get it for a fraction of the cost. And it's like the Browns continue to want to hold on to it and continue to want to hold on to it. You got to move on at some point. You got enough things to worry about at quarterback, okay? Most notably, is Jacoby Brissett going to be able to sell enough tickets for like 6 or 8 games during the upcoming season? Because Deshaun Watson's probably getting popped. Like, I mean, like at some point, if you're the Browns, you got to move on, dude. Nobody's paying full price for Baker Mayfield. And yet every couple of days, there's a new, well, it's the Carolina Panthers and it's the Seattle Seahawks. And the Panthers and Seahawks are like, we'll see you when the sun's going down. Like, I mean, come on. Like, nobody's buying that. So we'll be back. And then we can have a real honest conversation about what you want in return for Baker Mayfield. As of right now, I don't buy any of it. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. By the way, update here, little behind-the-scenes Fox Sports Radio drama. Andy Furman, the great Andy Furman, you hear him every Sunday morning with Brian Noe. Andy Furman, one of the all-time great radio legends, one of my dear friends in the business. 0 for 2. Reached out a couple of weeks ago, wanted a Kentucky Derby pick. He no-showed, didn't answer the phone, either the house phone or the cell phone when we called him live on the air. I texted him hours ago about getting a Preakness pick. Still no response from the great Andy Furman. This what? Keeps up. I'm going to literally read off his phone number on the air. He wants to play this game. I'll read it off on the air, and then you can go bombard him while he's sitting at a cigar shop in Cincinnati with Chris Sabo's corked bat trying to puff one away while I'm sitting here looking for somebody to give me a winner on the Preakness. All right. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Again, get me on Twitter at the Jonas Knox. All right, coming up next. You know, some people will call this a dirty tactic, a dirty tactic. I don't know if it's dirty, but I will say this. We've not seen this in the world of sports before. It's yours right here on FSR.
I got a small head.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What, are we at a chili cook-off? Jesus.
Hey, I love it here.
Yeah, I do too, but I didn't know we were doing a show sitting on a stack of hay. All right, Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. By the way, if you're listening to the podcast, what's the name of this song, Sam? It's just so people listening to the podcast have a reference point here.
This is Keep Your Hands to Yourself by the Georgia Satellites.
Okay.
Oh, that man, freaking voodoo music.
Ah, there's a joke in there I don't want to make. Not going to do it. All right. So we are going to get into another conversation here about somebody spilling the beans, so to speak. Speaking of chili, somebody spilling the beans in the world of sports. So we're going to have that discussion with you here on FSR coming up in just a few moments from now. Do want to point out many people are chiming in on Twitter. You thought I was lying. You thought I was embellishing. It is yard sale, garage sale day. It's been going on in the NFL for a little while. It's called Baker Mayfield. And nobody's paying full price for the Browns crap that they've not that he's a crap quarterback. I like Baker Mayfield, but the Browns negotiating tactics are poor, to say the least. So people are chiming in from all over the place, sending signs in. Everybody from Scottsdale, Arizona. We got people up north. We got people on the East Coast, the Midwest, all sending stuff in, including rip-off stories from their own garage sales. So keep sending those in. At the Jonas Knox, in honor of the Cleveland Browns' poor negotiating tactics, a franchise and an organization that has butchered their ability to trade a number one overall pick and overpaid for a quarterback who's probably going to get suspended for like half the season by probably $100 million guaranteed dollars based on their negotiating this offseason. So bravo to the Cleveland Browns. Speaking of garage sales, Andy Furman, Fox Sports Radio host, one of the great sports talk radio hosts of all time, a man who, if he's not sitting by his pool having a Yingling, which is a beer, not an act, just for those of you that are aware, he's probably at a cigar shop in downtown Cincinnati talking about him and Jose Rio opening up a sports bar together years ago. He's also a horse racing aficionado, and apparently he was listening to the radio when I threatened to give out his number because he's no-showed me now a couple of times and not even responded to multiple text messages. But I am hearing reports that Andy Furman is with us here on Fox Sports Radio. Furbag, are you there?
I'm here, and I tell you what, my neighbor just called me and said some guy on the radio is blackmailing you, so that's why I'm here.
Well, this Andy, guy's always on top.
Yes. Bag, hey, first of all, let's just get this out of the way. What's your problem, Andy? All right, why can't you?
What?
Why a couple of weeks? I didn't even tell this story in the air after it happened. So we're talking about the Kentucky Derby, and I'm saying, hey, I reached out to somebody here at Fox Sports Radio. They didn't respond back. If they don't respond back to me, I'm going to call them live on the air. We literally called your house number and your cell number on the air. No answer. And then,
you know, wait, time out. What the hell do you think I am, a first responder? When I'm available 24/7? You know, come on, I got a life too.
All right, hold on a second. Because I told everybody, you know what Andy's going to do? He's gonna call me right after the show's over or text me and go, oh, hey, I just got your text.
I think
you did. And not only did you tell me that you just got my text, you told me you were listening to the radio
as we were trying to get a hold of you and we were ripping you and you weren't answering.
I don't remember that.
You heard us talking about you not answering your phone on the air, and
don't
still,
give yourself that much credit that I listen Furman, to you all the time.
You find this man,
Furman. You told me that after the show.
I want to see that.
What do you mean? You told me it on the phone after. Yes, she did. But forget all that, because again, you were probably at a reminiscing with Jose Rio at a sports bar somewhere, saying, "Hey, man, we did it better than these guys." By the way, some stories with you and Jose Rio that we can't tell on the air. Listen. We thought, because you know horses so well, right? Yeah. Because you are a horse racing aficionado, because you ran horse tracks around the country, and also you're the reason Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame. I think that's fair to say. You're the reason Pete Rose is selling autographs outside Caesar's Palace at the Forum Shops right now. I say that's on you.
And beginning next year, I'm going to be next door to him selling pencils.
That is a good point. But you are the reason that Pete Rose is dealing with what he's dealing with now. So we thought, all right, looking at this, the Preakness, can you give us a winner for Christ's sake? Can you just give us a winner?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Going to give you Secret right, there. Oath. Secret, by the way, Secret Oath is a filly. Secret Oath won the Kentucky Oaks, and I believe Secret Oaks is going to take the Preakness today. Secret Oaks finished third in the Arkansas Derby, and I tell you what, Secret Oath can run with the boys. So all I right. think Secret Oath is going to win the Preakness.
All right, so you like the four horse. I am seeing, courtesy of our friends at DraftKings, I am seeing Secret Oath at 9-2. That's what I'm seeing. So I don't know if you're seeing the same odds. So I don't know if we're looking at the same odds.
No, I'm seeing the same odds.
Yeah. So Secret Oath at 9-2. Now yes. it should be pointed out. I did get a pick from Andy after the Kentucky Derby last time around, only to find out that some horse who was 80-1 that wasn't even in the race the day prior ended up winning the race. So, by the way, can I tell you my conspiracy theory on the Kentucky Derby? Tell me if this is crazy. Can we get us some Unsolved Mysteries music, please, just for this conspiracy theory that I want to throw at Andy Furman? All right. Here's my conspiracy. So you know how Rich Strike won the Kentucky Derby, but then they announced there'll be no Triple Crown because Rich Strike is not going to be running in the Preakness?
Right.
All right. Here's my conspiracy. I believe that, and I'm not saying this that I have evidence of this. I'm not making any accusations. This is just my belief. I believe after the race that Rich Strike pissed hot, meaning that Rich Strike tested positive for a banned substance.
Now they're going to tell you. I don't think you're alone.
Okay,
the way that horse acted with the outrider gives a lot of merit to that.
100%. And the way that horse finished that race, it looked like Secretariat, Andy. Like it looked like Secretariat right. finishing the race. I believe that horse was on the gas. And they can tell you all they want about, well, it passed a post-race test and blah, blah, blah. But I think it was flagged. And I think the people within horse racing said this would be kind of a bad look if our 80-1 great story ended up, turns out he was on PEDs. So why don't you go ahead, sit out the Preakness. The last one we want is a horse on the gas who wins the Triple Crown. Sit out the Preakness, let everything simmer down, and then we'll build up the Belmont coming up later on.
I don't think we've heard the end of that. I don't think we heard of Rich Strike. I think there's more to come.
So not a bad conspiracy, correct?
Pretty good. All right. I don't think you're alone on that.
There it is. How about that? How about that? Yeah. There it is. The great Andy Furman. Any other parting shots you want to say about the city of Cincinnati or anything like that? How the Reds doing, by the way?
They're on a bit of a streak. They haven't lost in the U.S. in a couple of days because they lost in Canada yesterday.
Is that right? Did Joey Votto get the welcome home treatment?
It's unbelievable. I mean, the last time they went to Toronto was no big whoop. Now they go crazy over the guy. He's not... Look, I mean, his best days are behind him. And I'm reading stories on social media. The greatest Cincinnati Red of all time? I mean, do you honestly believe, and I'm telling you this from my heart of hearts, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I really don't.
Wow.
Do you? They say he's the greatest hitter in Reds history. Better than Pete Rose.
Can I be honest with you? I don't care. I don't care. You know what? I'm happy for him, though, because he seems like a good dude.
He's a good guy.
And he got paid, and he seems like one of those guys who got a long... What do you get, like a 10-year deal?
$25 million, yeah.
Yeah. And I think he's going to see it all the way through.
Well, so, this guy's always on top.
He definitely is. Yeah, he definitely is. Yeah. But no, good stuff from the great Andy Furman, who was kind enough to join us here. By the way, if you want to get... If you'd like to get Andy Furman on Twitter, you can do so at MargeShotsDog. At MargeShotsDog on Twitter.
This guy's a terrorist?
This guy is a By the way, Mike North joining us here. Mike, your thoughts on Andy Furman?
This guy's a terrorist?
Thank you.
You know, the funniest thing is before they came out with the NFL schedule release, all you heard in the media was Mike North's name because the guy in charge of the NFL meeting, right?
And I'm thinking,
what the hell? They might get a new job. It was unbelievable.
It is just glorious. But always fun hanging out with our guy Andy Furman. We'll talk Thank after you. The show. I got some more questions on the Preakness for you. Oh, so we'll do that. All right, there he is. The wonderful Andy. By the way, you'll be on with Brian Noe what time tomorrow? 6 a.m. Eastern, correct?
Eastern.
Yes. You and Brian Noe. You guys still do bottom barrel betting? Is that still happening?
We're trying.
Okay. Yeah, all right. If you need me to rejuvenate that,
we do.
You just let
we
me
do.
Know.
Yeah. And we need Sant to do Bronx Talk Radio to rejuvenate that.
No, I don't think we need that.
Sam would like to join you, but unfortunately, he'll be laying in a puddle of barf at that time tomorrow. So
in the street.
Not gonna, yeah, in the
wow.
street.
You guys have predicted my future here. Thank you. Street. That's my destiny, apparently.
All right. Furbag, we'll talk later.
All right. Thank you.
There he is. The great Andy Furman joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Round of applause for Andy Furman. How about that? Phone works. His phone works. Look at that. All right. So we are going to get to this this story. And so somebody spilled the beans, so to speak, in the world of sports, like we've never seen before. We'll get into that for you here on FSR. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, ladies and gentlemen, you talk about sports talk radio greatness from Andy Furman to Isaac Lohenkron. What more could you want?
Wow.
We have breaking GQ news coming up in just moments. But first, Jonas, I know you want to hear what Tiger Woods is up to. He just completed the sixth hole in round three of the PGA Championship. It's a par three. He got a six.
All right.
Yeah. Triple just bogey. Like,
all they give a rip now is getting him past the cut line so they can watch him on the weekend. That's all anybody cares about.
That's personal.
You know what? That's a really good point.
It's true. Like, listen, all that matters at this point in Tiger's career is he playing on the weekend? Like, if you're one of these networks that has one of these major tournaments, did Tiger make the cut, figure out a way to make it happen, and get him to the weekend?
So you're saying this is essentially the golfing equivalent of Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah, like
just
basically
prop him up to the first two days.
Yes,
you know,
throw on a prosthetic leg. Hey, by the way, did I tell you guys this? Oh my God, this is huge news. Guess who I saw in church a couple of weeks ago?
Huge news. You go to church. All right. No,
okay, but seriously, guess who I saw in church a couple of weeks ago?
Who?
Lieutenant Dan. Gary Sinise.
Oh, what? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. And it dawned on me as we're sitting there in church and we're like two rows behind him. I'm like, he's in the open to the show as Lieutenant Dan. And I wanted to walk up to him and say, hey, I'm sorry to interrupt it, you know, the sermon or whatever they're talking about. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want you to know the part in Forrest Gump where you slam the empty bottle of booze down on the table in the hotel room and say, did you hear what I said? You got it, Sam?
Did you hear what I said?
That's in the open of this show. How about that, huh?
Wait, Jonas, so Gary Sinise goes to your church?
Yeah.
Or he was there once, or was this a one-time thing?
No, I've seen him.
You're going to have to befriend him.
I know he lives around the area because I've seen him a couple of times. He was at church, and he was at a Buca di Beppo years ago. And I never brought it up because I forgot about it. And then I forgot to tell Sam, but I was like, hey, Lieutenant Dan was at our church. And by the way, walking fine.
Yeah, he doesn't have aluminum legs in real life, you know.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. There it is. Iowa Sam, everybody. By the way, if anybody's wondering whether or not It the Clown is real, Sam can confirm it's not. So for those of you, you are free to roam about your gutters in the street.
Thank
who
you.
Sam, who thought that he had fake legs?
I was just, trying to salvage your bad joke there. That's all.
That's not my bad joke.
No, it was a good joke.
He was walking.
But I really think you need to befriend him. Like, you just casually just introduce yourself and
I can't.
Tell him you're a big fan. Sure you can.
What do I tell him?
No, like, you know, you sit next to him, and then there's the whole peace be with you part of the church, right? If you're a Catholic or something, whatever, like shaking hands, peace on earth. And you just reach over to him, shake his hand, say, peace be with you, Mr. Sinise. I'm a big fan.
And the part where you play a drunk in a wheelchair is in the open of my show.
Here's
like,
a tip.
What I'm supposed to say?
Here's a tip, though. You should lead with the fact that you do a national radio show, so there'll be a distinction that you're just not some random fan who probably brings up Forrest Gump like literally, you know, 10 times a day when he's out on the street. This is actually a professional connection.
Isaac, nobody knows who I am. Okay.
Social media would feel differently about your national impact on the national economy with garage sales today alone.
Yeah, you want to know how much pull I have as a celebrity? I'm not even making this up. I put this on everything. The priest who married my wife and I still calls me Jason. That is not an exaggeration. I'm not making that up. That's not an exaggeration. Calls me Jason.
Jonas.
That's how much of a celebrity I am.
But Jason
Jason
is an anagram of Jonas, is it not? So it's not like he called you Clem or something.
Clem?
I mean, yeah, come on. I mean, like what? It's just.
Hold on. Did he actually call you Jason during the vows? Because that means your wife might not be technically married to you then.
Listen. That's a good point.
I'm just saying. Check the video.
Wow, that's a good point.
That's my wife you're talking about, man.
Meanwhile, Tiger Woods is saying, hey, keep talking so you don't have to tell America what I am over par. So for the record.
What is he over par?
All right. So today alone through six holes, he's 4 over par through just six holes. 7 over par overall for the tournament. Now 16 shots behind leader Will Zalatoris, who has a one-shot lead at 9 under par overall. Again, Tiger today just coming off a triple bogey 6 on the par 3 sixth hole in round 3. In game 2 of the Western Conference Finals on Friday night. Well, hang on. I got to go back and pay off my tees, Jonas. Okay, so here's the GQ angle, Jonas. So Tiger Woods has this catastrophic triple bogey 6 on the par 3 sixth hole. Seconds after that happens, GQ, Gentlemen's Quarterly, tweets a picture of Tiger Woods smiling at a press conference wearing some expensive watch and tweets, "At Tiger Woods' watch is an appropriate choice for a guy who eats world records for breakfast."
Oh,
and that's bad social media timing, is it not?
God, from GQ. Like, I mean, are they the last remaining magazine who has folded up cologne inside the pages?
God, I hate those. That's always bad smelling cologne, too.
I know. And plus, it's not a true representation. You got to, like, spray it on your skin, not a piece of paper, to see how your body's going to react to it.
I like those guys.
Tip.
Those come in handy, except you got to watch out and not get a paper cut. You know, you're rubbing that on your body.
I got to be honest. If somebody introduced me to Sam and say, hey, does he look like a guy who would take pieces of paper and rub it on his body to get cologne? I would say yes. As a matter of fact, he does.
Just grab it, put it in your drawer. It might come in handy. You run out of cologne.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
grab it and put it in your drawer?
You are just a dirtbag.
Save the sheets.
You are a foul individual. Holy God.
That is both brilliant and troubling at the same time.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, here's
I have saved a page out of a magazine that contains a cologne sample.
I got a big date tonight. Let me see if I can finally break out that August 2012 Maxim.
hey, where do you shop for your cologne? The Walgreens newspaper section.
I ain't paying for that.
I'm saying it's a cheap hack, guys. I'm just saying.
Holy God.
I do have regular cologne in a bottle, all right? Nice stuff. Jimmy Choo, man, ice.
All right.
And that is truly what is trending.
Oh, man. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Thank you, Isaac.
I am paying for that.
To the great Isaac Lohengrin. What the hell is going on here? By the way, I would just like to point this out. College football and the old Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban stuff. You know what's so brilliant about the whole thing? not that somebody spilled the beans, but the fact that you never see coaches go after other coaches for illegal tactics because somebody's always got a skeleton in their closet. It's like whenever there's a big time scandal, somebody in college gets busted. I've always made this point. Whenever there's like a school that gets busted for something illegal, whether it's academic fraud or paying for players or anything like that, you never see their arch rival coach go after them ever until this week. And Nick Saban just said, I mean, screw it. Here we go. And then Jimbo Fisher got a red ass about it. And there's probably coaches around the country going, don't say anything, don't say anything, don't say anything, don't say. Like Lane Kiffin, who also made some comments about Jimbo Fisher earlier in the offseason, talking about NIL and stuff like that. And Jimbo Fisher took aim at Lane Kiffin and Nick Saban earlier in the offseason. You notice Lane Kiffin, when all this was going down, was like, I guess I'm just going to sit here and kind of watch everything and just see how it all plays out. Because nobody wants any part of this smoke. Nobody wants any of this. Except for Nick Saban, who's probably like, you know what? I got enough national titles. I got enough on my resume. I can withstand this. This will be all right. But we never see it play out like this. And we did this week. And it was brilliant. And by the way, not bad for college football at all. Anybody that tells you that is full of crap. Not bad for college football at all. All this did was spark more interest in that matchup and more interest in the season. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. All right, coming up next. There is something in the world of sports that you've seen on television way too much. Way too much. I believe it's a problem. We will address it right here on FSR.
A moron who goes on television and makes a fool out of himself in front of the whole damn country.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying, tears, crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in a little over 10 minutes from now, it's another edition of Up on Game. Make sure you stick around for those guys. LeVar Arrington, Plexigo Burris, TJ Houshmandzadeh. Lots of conversation about the Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher drama. It's just so much fun. It's so much fun. Just hearing a couple of used car salesmen go at it. No, no, no. You lied about when that car was made. No, you did. All right. We also referenced, if you missed any of this show, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. It'll be up there. Look for the weekend's edition. I will also tweet out a link to the podcast as soon as it's up at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. We talked about garage sales earlier, and I told you about the scam at garage sales, like if you want to get a deal on things. And guy writes in and says, I had a yard sale once and had this little old man pay us $3 for something we had marked for $10, said that was all he had. Then his wife comes up and gets something for $2, turns to him and asks for money, and of course he had it. Yes! Yes! That is how you negotiated a garage sale.
Show me the money!
And if you're wondering why we're talking about garage sales, because it reminds me of how the Browns are trying to negotiate with Baker Mayfield. By the way, before we get to another edition of The Scraps, we do have an update on the show, I'm being told. Let's go live to our I Have an Update on the Show insider, Iowa Sam, for the latest. Sam?
I just wanted to update our listeners. It's just going to be Plaxico Burris and TJ Houshmandzadeh hosting the show today. LeVar is out.
All right, so no LeVar Arrington. So we will clean that up in post-production, and that way I can go air-free on this show. So air-free on this show, that'll be
Mama, no!
In post-production, so that way we can stick the landing here and create a perfect 10 of a show that we've got so far. All right, without further ado, it's time for this.
Jonas.
You moron.
How could you not get to these stories?
You moron.
These are The Scraps.
And for that, we turn it over to Iowa Sam to find out what the hell we've missed. Sam?
Well, Jonas, he hasn't played a game of football since 2015, and he actually retired in 2017. But our very own Michael Vick of Fox Sports, he's suiting up for a 7-on-7 game as part of the Fan-Controlled Football League. What do you think about that? Vick doesn't have a team yet. But the game is coming up a week from today, which is the final week of the season. And Vic is 41. But yeah, suiting up, coming out of retirement to play a little 7-on-7.
I don't get the whole fan-controlled football league.
Yeah, what is it? What is like, that, like government cheese? Like, what is that?
I don't know. It's weird. Like you,
taxpayer-funded?
I don't know. You like do fans pick plays? Like, isn't that just Madden? Like, can't I just put on Tecmo Bowl and play? Like, do I really need to see Terrell Owens catch a touchdown from Bob Menery?
Yeah, hey, T.O.'s been getting involved with this fan-controlled league here,
yeah,
and fan-controlled
like,
football league, but I'm not really sure what it is, though.
I know Johnny Manziel's involved some capacity. I know Menery's involved. Like, I don't, look, we got the USFL. I watched a little USFL last week, all right? Little Birmingham Stallions action. I mean, we got some USFL. I mean, I think there's enough football going on, you know, but hey, do what you gotta do. I like Michael.
One last thing, and Vic is 41, but isn't it kind of weird? You're like, oh yeah, okay, he's 41. Like, quarterback gets into his 40s, like, he should be retired. But then you think there's a guy who's still doing it at 45, and he's at the top of his game.
We're never going to see Tom Brady ever again. Like what we're seeing from Tom Brady, and like that's why I say people bitching that hasn't retired yet. Look, this is rarefied air. This is the 1%. Just enjoy it while you got it.
Absolutely. The guy's the bionic man. Okay, let's go to this little entertainment news. According to eyewitnesses, Tom Cruise, he of the soon-to-be-released Top Gun Maverick movie, got a 5-minute standing ovation at the Cannes, France premiere of the film on Wednesday. Lots of hype for this movie, Jonas. Do you like the original Top Gun? Do you think this one's going to match the excitement and the passion of the first movie?
I don't care. I don't at all. Like, here, you know my problem? Listen,
it's a great franchise. I mean, this sounds and cool. Val Kilmer's getting a little shout out. One of my favorites.
I know, so cool with their Air Force badges playing beach volleyball. Man, so cool. Like I got buddies who like this movie, and I'm like, you're a knob. But here's what bothers me about
Tom Cruise. It's un-American not to like Top Gun, Jonas.
This is what bothers me about Tom Cruise. That story that came out where he yelled at somebody on set and it was recorded during the pandemic because they were being reckless about their behavior on set. What a tool. I wish.
Oh, come on.
That dweeb would have yelled at me on set like that. Tom Cruise. Knob.
Not a mask!
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.